This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. A total of 60.09% of voter turnout was recorded in the fifth phase of the Lok Sabha elections yesterday. In this phase, 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories went to polls. According to the Election Commission, Baramulla and Jammu and Kashmir recorded the highest percentage of voter turnout in 35 years, with 56.73% of voting. While Bihar saw a voter turnout of 54.85%, Jharkhand saw a poll percentage of 63.07%, Ladakh recorded 69.62% of voter turnout, Maharashtra recorded around 54.29%, Odisha saw 67.59% of voter turnout, Uttar Pradesh recorded around 57.79%, and West Bengal saw a turnout of around 74.65%. A total of 695 candidates were in the electoral fray in this phase of elections. With the conclusion of this phase, polling for general elections is now completed in 25 states and UTs and 428 parliamentary constituencies. Polling is also complete for state legislative assemblies of Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, Andhra Pradesh and 63 assembly seats of Odisha State Assembly. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a political rally in Prayagraj this afternoon. Later, Mr. Modi will interact with more than 25,000 women in his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi. He will attend the Matri Shakti Sammelan at Sampurnanand Sanskrit University. He will interact with the women homemakers, doctors, teachers, business owners, advocates and athletes during the program. The Prime Minister will stay in Varanasi tonight and tomorrow he will address two more rallies in Uttar Pradesh. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will address rallies in Balrampur, Siddharthnagar, Sant Kabir Nagar, Basti, Varanasi and Azamgarh today. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address political rallies in Azamgarh and Bhadohi districts. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati will address a rally in Jaunpur district. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public rally at Gandhi Maidan in Motihari for Purvi Champaran Lok Sabha constituency in support of BJP candidate. Addressing the rally, Mr. Modi said that the NDA government created job opportunity for the youth of Bihar. The second rally of the Prime Minister will be held at Goria Kothi under Maharajganj parliamentary constituency this afternoon. The national flag is flying half-mast throughout the country as one-day state mourning has been observed today as a mark of respect on the demise of Iranian President Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi and Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdulhia. The President of Iran and Foreign Minister were killed in a helicopter crash. Anti-terrorism Day has been observed across the nation today. The day marks the death anniversary of former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi, who was assassinated on this day in 1991 by a suicide bomber of the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam at Sri Perambadur, a village near Chennai. It is observed to educate people about the negative impact of terrorism and violence on society and the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the former Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi on his death anniversary today. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Leader Sonia Gandhi and Senior Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi paid floral tributes to the former Prime Minister at Bir Bhumi in New Delhi. The Delhi government has advised private and government-aided schools in the city to close for the summer vacation with immediate effect till June 30th. In a circular, the Directorate of Education said all the schools were directed to observe summer vacation from 11th May to 30th June for this academic year. However, it has been noticed that some schools are still open during ongoing severe heat waves. Nazafgarh in the national capital was the hottest region in the country with 47.8 degrees Celsius on Sunday. Due to heat wave conditions in Ghaziabad, the district administration has announced the schools will remain closed till May 25th for students studying in nursery to class 8. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Kolkata Knight Riders in qualifier 1. At the Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad today, the match will begin at 7:30 this evening. The second qualifier will be played between Rajasthan Royals and Royal Challengers Bangalore at the same venue tomorrow. The final match will be played on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.